understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a wet, dreary Monday afternoon. But a snappy tune. This beat will keep you upbeat. It's all good to go. I don't pretend to be a meteorologist or play one on the radio, but I did get an A in meteorology in college. And it's going to be wet.
You've said that.
I just want to reiterate a lot. It because I haven't said that in months.
Be on your Twitter handle. Yeah. I got an A in meteorology at IU. Great. So you're right 50% of the time, just like on this show.
No, Pete Shepherd. I'm much more accurate. No. It's going to be like pretty much, it's time to build an ark. This is going to be like nonstop for 2 days.
Stop. We need it. Oh, you know what? By the way, very poor start to the week this morning.
Today?
6:45, about before 7 o'clock.
It was raining.
I was up doing some stuff for the show, and then my wife was walking the dog, comes in.
Uh-oh.
Dog was foaming at the mouth.
What?
Char was foaming at the mouth. Not when she got in.
For real?
She swallowed a little toad.
Not one of those poisonous toads.
Don't know, but she foamed for a little bit, and then
it went away?
Spit it out or swallow it, whatever. But, of course.
Those cane frogs will kill you.
Off to the doggy emergency room.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They went. She was okay. She was fine. When she came out,
It wasn't a cane toad, was it?
I don't know, but she's been fine all day, thank God. But yeah. But she was foaming at the mouth at
this
first.
I've been with you for about 6 hours.
Know.
I know how important your dog is to you.
I know.
This is the first time you've mentioned it.
Yeah, it's only because she looks totally normal and totally fine. But it could have been bad. It was such a small one, I guess, because I've seen the bigger ones. There are a bunch of them around our place.
Yeah.
So it may not have been poisonous. It may, but the fact that she was foaming, but I think that would probably be a normal reaction.
Was she having trouble breathing?
No, but dehydrated. You know, it's like I've had a dog that's got sprayed by a skunk, and that is the absolute worst. There is nothing worse than that.
What'd you do after that?
Tomato soup.
Oh, does tomato work? Does tomato sauce work?
I had two dogs, and this is a long time ago, and it sounded like. I remember what had happened. It was around 7:45 in the morning. I had a fenced-in backyard.
Does it sound like an aerosol can or a
fart? It sounded like a clap of thunder. The way it happened, it was odd.
A skunk sounds like thunder?
I don't know what it was. It just sounded like it was a loud noise. Boom. It was a loud noise, and they came running in, both were foaming at the mouth. I had to put them in. And I had to put them in their doggy cages, rushed them to the vet, which thank God was only like 5 miles down the road. The smell in the house didn't go away for 3 or 4 months. It was brutal.
Oh,
absolutely,
I can imagine.
Absolutely brutal. And their smell didn't really get out of them. They did a great
job. Now, I've never smelled a skunk, like the skunk spray. I've heard it smells like marijuana.
No.
No, it's more pungent than marijuana.
Is it?
Oh, my God. It's absolutely
disgusting. Well, it's got to be pungent, is it like smelling salts?
It's disgusting. No, smelling salts would be smelling, strawberries.
It's indescribable, actually. We used to have a lot of them in Texas, actually.
Yeah.
Skunks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we have skunks down here?
You do.
In Florida, we got to have everything.
No, they have them because I've smelled one a couple times since I've been down here.
I don't smell them that often down here.
Not very often.
But in Texas, I'd smell them a lot.
But it is so bad when it happens to your dog. It is just, brutal. Absolutely brutal. But anyway, so she's okay. Wow. She swallowed a toad.
It's a busy, busy day.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad everything's okay.
Yeah.
We were very dog.
So what was wrong with Chara?
Well, whether it was poisonous or not, she's probably because of the enzyme, whatever the toad releases, whether it's poisonous or not, any dog is going to probably foam. You get dehydrated. It's foaming because you get dehydrated, not because.
Yeah. Did the frog die?
I think she swallowed it.
It was a small one.
Not a big one. There's some tiny ones out there that can be just as deadly.
You know those real tiny ones are the size of the tip of your pinky fingernail?
Okay.
They hop all over the place, man. They're nuts. You don't know what I'm talking about?
No. Well, you're saying tip, and I'm thinking, hold on.
Of your fingernail, Chris.
Well, you, You hesitated.
I think in your brain I hesitated, but in real life I did not. We go back to the tape.
There was a pregnant pause there.
You know, you've been calling me out all day. I've been spot on with my assessments, and you've just been derailing everything that's coming out of my mouth.
People are agreeing with you two yahoos on who won the Lakers-Pelicans trade. 150 votes so far, less than an hour up.
Yeah.
And 67% say the Pelicans won the trade.
Why are we yahoos when we're the ones on the right side of the people?
I call you yahoos. It's more of a term of endearment than anything, but I guess I'm wrong.
The first 2 years, if the Lakers win it, okay, it's worth it. If the Lakers win one championship in the next 2 years, I think the deal is worth it because you play to win now. You play to win now. And that's my philosophy in sports.
Or unless you're Golden State, you take a year off.
But if they
different
don't.
Scenario. They're between 4 year windows.
Exactly.
But if they don't and they're just kind of pretty good and get to the conference finals, ain't going to be good enough. And then I think they're going to be in some trouble and back to mediocrity for a few years after that. That's all I'm saying.
Better Than Faith has texted in. His dog got skunked while he was wearing that cone of shame they wear during for medical procedure.
Oh, no.
It was all directed right in the face, and it looked like he got his head dunked underwater. I thought he would never get the smell out.
It's bad.
My dog rolled around in bird poop yesterday.
You would take that over skunk any day.
You wash that out, but I did have to give the dog, actually. My in-law's dog is staying with us as well for the next few days, so they both rolled around in the bird poop.
How much bird poop was there? Bird poop by general is not a large area.
They're out in the yard. I looked over. They're like on their hind legs, like rolling their necks on the grass.
Really getting in there.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the hell?
Why do dogs do that?
Get over here. And I look, and she comes in and it stinks.
Nice aroma.
Bird poop's not that big. They found the one spot in the backyard?
Yeah, it's like heavily scented, though.
I never knew that.
So that stunk.
All right, if you're just tuning in after work, we got some doozies of some audio of a drunk Brett Hall, a sober O.J. Simpson, and LeVar Ball somewhere in between. But first, it's time for a SportsCenter Rundown with Chris.
Hold on 1 second there, Craig.
Coming up in 3, 2, 1. Here it is. Hold on.
I got it from here, guys. Don't worry about this. All right, we got an elimination game going on right now in Omaha at the College World Series.
Omaha!
Texas Tech up top of the ninth, 5-4 over Arkansas. They did that pig Stewie thing. Yeah, come on, don't run right now.
They just beat
somebody.
Anyway,
Florida State, they continue their march through the College World Series tonight. They take on Michigan at 7 o'clock. I believe that game is on ESPN.
With a fill to the end. What was that? Was that just? That's just. And
what has happened?
And
what is going on?
What was that?
Well,
you could have said LaMelo Ball is playing for an Australian team.
Okay, so I didn't think of that right there. I was going to try to squeeze in there. 1.5 million people showed up at the Raptors parade today, and two were confirmed to be shot by police. Now, the police confirmed that two were shot, and that's exactly why I didn't want to squeeze that story in.
Right.
1.5 showed up, two got shot. Could have done that.
The police confirmed that two were shot. They did not do the shooting.
Okay. All right, very good.
And again, Mr. Know-It-All, obviously you don't know squat because how could you pair, how could anybody choose the Pelicans when you pair LeBron James with Anthony Davis, still have Max free agent?
No, you don't.
You don't have Max free agent space available, Mr. Not-Know-It-All.
Yeah, they don't. It's only, was it 24?
23.7 million. I already told, maybe if you just tuned into the show, then I forgive you. Here's what you're the Lakers. Here's what you're going after. Guys like J.J. Redick, guys like Bojan Bogdanovic, guys like Terrence Ross, Marcus Morris, Darren Collison, who I think that's the guy they should go after. Patrick Beverley. There's your top five
there
or six.
There you go. Patrick Beverley.
That's who you're going after. And no one. And did you not listen to the last? I'm not going
to
repeat
myself. He might not.
Listen to the last.
Some people
hour.
The last five minutes.
Some people don't tune in until they get off work at 5.
When
they
got
to say goodbye to their boss till 5:05. They get to their car in the rain at 5:10, and they just turn on a radio at 5:11.
Well,
I'm giving them some slack here.
Well,
what?
Who says goodbye to their boss?
I say goodbye to you every night.
I say goodbye.
Yeah, but that's a different dynamic. We do a talk radio show together.
Fine. Boy, everybody darting out of here at 5 o'clock, but they're going right into a rainstorm. A squall. They're all getting wet at the same time.
What is a squall?
Heavy rain,
heavy
downpour.
Rain or heavy rain or is it a
snow.
Light rain?
Oh. No. Heavy rain or snow. A snow squall can look like a blizzard for like 5 minutes.
It's a whiteout.
Yes, can be.
Oh, like frustrating. Penn State, huh?
Yes.
Worse.
I thought, yeah. Like a night game in Penn State.
I really wondered where you were going with that. Yeah, Penn State. Yeah. Good one.
Payback.
All right. We have some interesting audio I'd like to share with the audience in case they missed it earlier in the show. What? What are you fist pumping for in there?
Nothing.
What happened?
No, it's right, embarrassing.
Soccer bet?
No.
What? With some, your wife having something good for dinner tonight? You just got to text?
She's having something good for dinner tonight. Yeah.
Was that what your fist pump was
for? No, I was fist bumping just beat a level of Candy Crush.
Is that what you're doing on the other side of the glass while we're working to do a show every day? You're doing Candy Crush?
It's a new fetish of mine. Fetish? Fetish. Hobby of mine.
Fetish has sexual connotation.
Yeah, more hobby of mine.
Candy Crush has been around forever since apps came out.
Yeah,
like
I know, but
thing.
For whatever reason, I like downloaded it from the cloud on my new phone over the weekend.
Oh, my God.
Really addicting.
Wait a minute, you got a new phone?
No.
Oh. You just... I'm confused.
All right, and there goes the sports talk.
Let me bring it back.
Candy Crush.
Candy Crush.
Great game.
I'm appalled that you're playing games back there while we're working hard for, you know, making a living.
I was like 2 moves away. We're coming back from break. So I just closed out of it, and I had a couple seconds right there, so I thought I'd play it.
Was those the last 2 seconds of your sports rundown?
No.
That's why he went, forgot his little red ball didn't hit the orange ball.
All right.
They're candies.
Everybody knows what Candy Crush is.
Well, Pete doesn't. He thinks they're balls.
No, well, you know what I mean. They look like little balls. Little candy balls.
Oh, good Lord. This is so out of control.
It's just ridiculous.
It's been good up until this point. If you're just tuning in, really, it's been pretty.
I'm telling
you. We actually got criticized about talking too much sports today, in case you're just tuning in. Let's do it here. Yesterday, as men, on Father's Day, we were all enjoying our day watching the U.S. Open. Gary Woodland with the birdie, and that was big time. Didn't need it, but did it for style points. Finishes 13 under to win his first major and the U.S. Open over Brooks Koepka by 3 strokes. Here's the play-by-play with the exuberated Joe Buck on Fox.
Has won the U.S. Open.
Got it.
239 says, Chris, his level is 3293 on Candy Crush.
Yes, and I have renamed you in the text machine. You are now Candy Crush.
All right. Is that a good level? Is that like 3,000 levels?
He's been playing.
How many years do you have to play to get to that?
I venture to say that person has spent about $100 on buying extra lives for Candy Crush.
Really?
Yeah, probably somewhere in that neighborhood.
Mr. Norrell says, LeBron, Anthony Kuzma, a couple of free agent shooting guards, a couple of veteran bigs, still a hell of a good deal for the Lakers if they're not able to get an all-star. No, We agree.
And the problem, 908, who says that Candy Crush is a good game to play while using the bathroom, it is a good game, but the problem is if you get on a roll there, your leg starts to go numb. And I've heard that's not good.
You can get on a couple of rolls. Yeah. Like corn. We talked about vegetables earlier. All right, I'm not even going to start with that. What does the fox say? Texting in, bring back Flappy Bird. Do I remember?
Oh, Flappy Bird? Great app.
Remember Angry Bird?
I remember Angry Birds.
No, Flappy Bird. This little game, you had to hold the screen and the bird would go up, and you let go and the bird would go down, so you can never hold the bird completely straight.
We could play Angry Bird at our gym and on the treadmill. There's a bunch of games you can play. That's one of them.
Anti-Lion Smart Guy says, one of Pete's brethren just cut me off in this squall. Another knock against Patriots fans.
Add it to
what
the
does
list.
That mean?
Yeah, add it to the list.
Oh,
it means a bad driver with a Patriots bumper sticker just cut off this dude in the rain. I know exactly what he's talking about.
That's probably a bad driver with Massachusetts license plate, and I would agree.
I see a lot of stupid Patriots stickers on the back of cars, too.
But it's not about the Patriots sticker. It's more about the Massachusetts license plate. Massachusetts drivers. It's awful. Not as bad as Connecticut, though.
Sleeps with Fan Guy says Stan Van Gundy said on the Lebertard show today the Lakers do have room for a max contract.
No.
They have to trade virtually everybody and wipe out Kyle Kuzma. Yeah. There's like a 1% chance that they can do it. I could be wrong, but I don't think
you're
I
right.
am.
No, you're right.
Okay.
You're right.
Thank you.
And the Pelicans would have to agree to let the Lakers wait until July 30th which they have no incentive to do at all, unless the Lakers throw in more draft picks or players.
Throw in a fourth pick.
Otherwise, that's the realistic way. That's the only way to go.
Well, you can't because you can't trade back-to-back first rounders.
You're right.
And you only trade 7 years out.
You're
so
right.
Four is the most they can give up.
No, but I'm saying they'd have to – New Orleans would have to be dumb enough to take whatever garbage is left on their roster plus a second, whatever it is. Yeah. They could technically do it.
Yep.
But it ain't going to happen.
All right.
There's no incentive for the Pelicans to do that.
As Chris mentioned earlier, today was the Toronto Raptors parade where 1.5 million people showed up and all but two of them did not get shot. There was a shooting.
Well, that was worded funny.
I hope it's
not funny.
Not
ha-ha,
funny.
But
awkward, I guess, is the more appropriate word.
I don't know. Nobody got shot at the St. Louis parade. The Blues had their parade over the weekend. Brett Hall was a little bit drunk. Let's take a listen.
No, he was happy.
To a couple of his sound bites. You know, let's go Blues. Yeah, he wants to change that.
You can say let's go Blues all you want, but you know what? We win!
Huh?
We win Blues!
What?
We don't have to go anymore because we already did it!
Good music.
These guys won the Stanley Cup for this city. There is nothing more they have to do. So instead of saying, let's go Blues, we're going to say, we went Blues.
I can picture Blues. Chris doing this at his gate. Times he gets locked out. Let me in. Let me in. Before you crawl under and hurt your body.
Ruin a good shirt.
That's hysterical.
That's not all. Brett Hall was not done, ladies
He's
and gentlemen.
He's a karaoke machine. He would win. If he was on American Idol, win.
We went Blues?
We went Blues.
We went Blues, I think. Or we
Let's went Blues. Let's went Blues. Continuing, of course, you know one of their favorite songs to play is Gloria.
By the late, great Laura Branigan.
Laura Branigan, who's no longer with us. And he starts singing, Gloria, have at it.
Glory, Gloria. 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 I think I got your number. Gloria.
Wow. And I'll say it again. He's from Ontario. He's not from Massachusetts. It sounds like he is.
Could have fooled me.
He never played for the Bruins. Never lived.
They got a lot of beer there in St. Louis. I think he had some.
I think I got your number.
Brutal.
Just don't give him the mic.
Yeah, but we would have missed out on gold. Gold,
no,
Jerry.
Whoever
gold.
You are with the Blues organization, when Brett goes and says, hey, let me have the microphone, you say, you know what, Brett?
Sit this one out.
Yeah, why don't you grab some pine there, pal?
All right. Fallout from the Lakers trade with the Pelicans. Of course, Lonzo Ball, now a Pelican. We play the second cut from LeVar Ball. How the Lakers are going to regret trading the world's greatest son.
They're going to regret it. I'm going to have fun with it. Because I told y'all it was crashing down. Now it completely crashed, but at least my son got off the boat before the thing exploded. I gave him a chance. You can rewind it and go back. And I said, if you get the three Ball brothers, you're going to survive this. You let them go. Oh, it's going to be a cold day in hell.
When he says I gave him a chance, what does that mean? He has nothing to do with anything.
He conceived them?
Okay. All right. Happy Father's Day, LeVar.
Not going to argue with you there.
Sure. I'm going to make that assumption.
If there was a way to do this, I mean, make it a for real game. Put the three of them on the floor together against anybody.
Oh.
Against anybody.
Oh, how about
in a real NBA game?
Okay. How about LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Kyle Kuzma?
What? LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Kyle Kuzma
versus the Ball brothers?
Oh.
Oh.
Come on.
That's what Pete just said. Put them on the court against three NBAers? I just named you three.
I mean like a five. I want
yeah,
them,
I went big.
I want those three and two others. So, yeah, put those three on the floor. No, I don't want because the other two can make them look good. Put them on the floor with two other NBA players and have them go up against those guys. Let's see how good they are.
Try to see where you're going. I got you.
Yeah.
060 says, who is drunker after the team won the cup, Ovechkin or Hull? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I'm going to go Brett Hull.
Yeah.
Although, Russian, you know.
We've got requests here from Weekend Warrior. Says the better audio is Stephen A. When he asked LeVar if he orchestrated the trade. We do have that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and throw that up there on the spot here. Are we ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
I'm playing chess. Y'all playing checkers. The best way to get Lonzo out of L.A. is I said, you know what? I don't like New Orleans. I don't like New Orleans. Lonzo ain't going nowhere. He the best in the world. L.A. Lakers ain't going to never let him go. First thing they do, exactly what I want to do, let him go. Because it's raggedy over there.
Raggedy.
Even the writing is on the new shirt that he going to wear. It said no L.A. on it.
No L.A.
Because Nola.
No, yeah.
Nola.
I thought he wanted
to
go.
It took me 4 hours to figure that out.
I thought he wanted him to go to Phoenix, remember?
Yeah, he's going to be the point guard of the Suns. Whoa. The worst team in the league.
2-3-9, Mr. Know-It-All. I'm going to bang my head against the wall.
Why would
according to ESPN, if they wait until the end of July, they can use the pick as cap space, as well as Anthony Davis could opt out of a $3 million trade bonus, which would bring the cap space.
All true.
Now, but I already explained, even after the third time, this is the fourth time now since you've been with us, they cannot do that. The Pelicans would have to agree to allow the deal to not go through until July 30th. They will never, ever, ever do that, Mr. Know-It-All, for the fourth time, unless the Lakers threw out the rest of their roster and the rest of their picks from now until the end of time. It's never going to happen.
Can't be done.
They can't
not
do
over
it.
Gail Benson's dead body.
So, Mr. Know-It-All, cannot, it will not happen. I gave you the options that they are going to have for free agency. That is what is going to be all about. The Bogdanoviches, the Reddicks, Morrises, Ross Collison, Patrick Beverley, maybe Danny Green. Those are the names that are possible because they're all going to be under 12.5 mil or less.
Danny Green, Tar Heel.
Yeah.
Good shooter.
Good shooter.
Sometimes.
I like Collison.
Sometimes he's a really good shooter.
My bad. My bad at all.
I believe he still owns the record for most threes in an NBA Finals series.
In a series?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, he had like three great games against the Miami Heat. Here, let me fact check myself.
That's all good. Right. You're late anyway.
Yeah.
That's all right. We're not that late. We're reasonably.
By the way, Texas Tech comes back from a 3-0 deficit on Arkansas, and they are off. Arkansas, the Razorbacks, eliminated.
Curry broke the record.
Curry broke the record.
Steph! Wait a minute. Steph or Seth?
In an NBA Finals? yeah, it was 27. That was held by Danny Green. And then Steph made 28 in 2015. So
okay.
Never mind.
All right, very good.
Second best.
You're number two.
Yeah, you're number two already.
Could be worse.
You're doo-doo. You're number two.
There could be worse. Ain't nothing wrong with silver, Craig. Ain't nothing wrong with silver.
I play to win, Chris. I play to win. When we come back, somebody very famous has just discovered Twitter. His name is Orenthal James Simpson. That's next. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Night at the Roxbury.
No more.
Good skit, bad movie.
Good song.
Great song.
Yeah, great skit, bad movie. Absolutely correct.
Not taking the bait.
Chris, you weren't here Thursday and Friday. We got to get you back in. Got to throw out some bait every once in a while.
Mm.
Egg you on.
Ridiculous.
We will be playing poker out of the dog track tomorrow night as we do the third Tuesday every month, 7 o'clock until. Come on out. You knock one of us out in the bounty or in the poker tournament. You get a bounty of $100 each.
I'll give you $100 if you knock either one of you two out.
Wow. That was stone cold.
An actual bounty.
He's putting an actual bounty on us.
It's a violent
song. Well, you
know,
then he can host the show solo on Wednesday. Mm. Everybody takes me out on Tuesday night.
What'll I have?
Nothing.
Let's see.
It's that fun time of year. We have 45 days until the Hall of Fame game.
Gosh.
Good luck with that.
We have a lot of good theme shows playing, though, for the summer.
Oh, Tuesday. What a great day of soccer ahead of us, huh, guys? USA gets their Gold Cup action underway. Believe the women.
I thought it was Thursday.
No, the women play Thursday.
No, the women play Thursday.
Oh, I'm getting my Gold Cup and World Cup mixed
up.
Yeah,
yeah, don't do that.
Getting my cups
mixed up. The men play at 10 o'clock tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, 10 o'clock against...
Somebody they'll lose to.
Who is that?
Tomorrow, 10? Good. I won't be up.
Somebody they'll lose to.
Not saying this right. Guyana?
Guyana.
Guyana? Not about Ghana?
Is it Ghana or Guyana?
Not Ghana.
Okay.
It's G-U-Y-A-N-A.
That's Guyana.
Yeah.
Now, Ghana's actually a pretty solid soccer country.
Are. Yeah.
Got some good players there.
I always wondered, is that where gonorrhea came from?
No.
Why not? No.
Spelled differently.
No. Is it? I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I know nothing about gonorrhea. Fact.
Oh, gosh.
Moving on.
Yes.
Gonorrhea.
No.
G-O-N-O-R-R-H-E-A.
Oh, then I stand corrected. I retract my statement.
Thank you.
Moving on. After we get done with OJ here, there may be a problem in Packerland. Green Bay Packers is what I'm talking about there. First, here's OJ Simpson.
I gotta go.
Has discovered Twitter. He signed up. He started his own Twitter account on Friday. As of today.
And here come the texts.
He has six.
Guyana is a country on the northern mainland of South America. It is often considered part of the Caribbean region.
OJ Simpson currently has 650,000 followers since joining Twitter on Friday. He acts like he just discovered something brand new. Shall we take a listen? Here he is on Twitter.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything.
Not everything.
There's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there. So this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. So this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. So God bless. Take care.
He's not spiteful. Yeah, we're going to have a little fun. I got a little getting even to do.
A little getting. What does that mean?
I don't know. His next tweet was about how he is not Khloe Kardashian's father.
World.
Hey, OJ.
Hey.
I love it. It's a great drop.
I tweeted at him. I said, hi. He hasn't got back to me yet.
Speaking of Twitter world and the Twin Peaks Twitter poll, how are we on the Pelicans versus Lakers trade working out?
I'll tell you in 2 seconds.
Hold on.
I can tell you right now, actually, who won the trade. 184 votes right now, still staying strong. 66% say Pelicans, 34% say Lakers.
That means who won the argument today, Chris and Pete? Boom!
Well, those
Booyah! And everything else we can think of.
That's not really the argument, because if you're looking at today, yes, the Lakers on paper, fine. But I do think that unless they win the title this year or next year, that it's not going to be a good look for the future of the Lakers. That's all I'm saying.
Skyline texting in, only show in America that can segment from gonorrhea to OJ to the land of cheeseheads, which is exactly what we will do here.
By the way, there are 9 indigenous tribes residing in Guyana. The Waiwai, the Makusi, the Patamona, the Lokono, the Kaina, the Wapishana, the Piman, the Akayo, and the Waro.
So there are more native tribes in that country than there are teams in the National Basketball League?
Yes. Which you also
you were exactly 2 seconds faster than me. Congratulations.
LaMelo Ball, great job. LaMelo Ball signed with the Warrawawa Hawks. Then we found out the Perth team in Australia has been to the championship in the NBL 33 straight times. Not won it, but been there 33 straight times, led by MVP and former PC Fryer, Bryce Cotton.
Think about that. Think about how ticked off all you are that the Warriors have been to 5 straight finals. That's nothing. 32 years in a row.
Take that, LeBron.
Take that, Bron.
The NBL.
How about that?
It's I still fantastic. Can't find out how much he's making. I've looked on the ESPN story. The people at the NBL don't list anything about what salaries are. I can't find out how much he's making.
Well,
can't be much.
I have some other news while you're looking that up, if you are. Apparently,
use the Australian dollar down there.
What's the exchange rate on that?
Points. One Australian dollar equals 69 cents.
Okay. Apparently, there's trouble in paradise for Packer fans. Matt LaFleur, your new head coach, with his torn Achilles, by the way, remember, and his quarterback Aaron Rodgers, apparently not seeing eye to eye regarding the issue of audibles.
What?
And they are both talking publicly about it.
Oh, God.
LaFleur says, we're running a system that I first picked up while working with Kyle Shanahan in Houston a decade ago, and we never had a quarterback who's really had complete freedom to change plays at the line. Because that's not really how the offense is set up. Aaron Rodgers is going, I don't think you want me to turn off 11 years of experience reading defenses and flipping in and out of plays. That doesn't make sense.
But
there's only a few of us that can do it.
But LaFleur also went on to say, but I mean, this is Aaron Rodgers. He's had a lot of freedom to make those calls, and deservedly so. Now, how do we reconcile that and get to a place where we put him in the best position to succeed?
Oh, total facial LaFleur.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's
a conversation in progress.
People are talking. I get that, but...
Aaron says, I don't think you want to ask me to turn off 11 years of recognizing defenses. We have a number of check with me's and line of scrimmage stuff. It's just the other stuff
that really
sound
not like
many
two
people,
guys that are.
It's just the other stuff that really not many people in this league can do. That's not like a humble brag or anything. It's just a fact. There aren't many people who can do it at the line of scrimmage. What I've done over the years. I mean, obviously Tom Brady can do it. No doubt Peyton Manning could do it. Drew Brees can do it. Patrick Mahomes will be able to do it. Not yet, but he will be. Ben Roethlisberger was called 2 minutes for years. So this is. It seems like it's a 2 minute drill thing.
Then why is he clinging to his time at Houston 10 years ago? Who was their quarterback there? David Carr?
No, 10 years ago? Matt Schaub.
Matt Schaub, good memory.
Probably.
Matt was not checking out of a lot of plays. Had two good
then
years.
Then they went to that Yates guy?
Well, then they went to six quarterbacks in 1 year shortly after that.
The floor system has two plays, and one of the other is used. Rodgers would like to have the freedom to broaden the menu. That challenge for LaFleur will be to get Rodgers to buy into the approach and then to perhaps exercise some discretion when it's time to go through the reads.
Was this not discussed during the hiring process?
Exactly.
That seems like a far more appropriate time than on June 17th
to
be talking about this sort of thing.
I absolutely agree.
And wasn't Rodgers involved in that?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't involved in
Players
that.
Players play, coaches coach, managers manage, and owners own, Chris. Get that straight.
They need to move on from him.
Rodgers?
Yeah.
Trade him. Trade him to the Lakers.
941. Ryan Tannehill can do it.
Fact.
Gosh, I'm so happy he's not my problem anymore. Mm. Take that, Tennessee. Tighten up.
You be careful what you wish for.
He's going to play a lot. You know Mariota's going to get hurt.
All I heard out of you for a year is that Ryan Tannehill won you 10 games 1 year.
I had to have that position. What other position could I have? There's no hope.
Yeah.
No! Star Wars, baby, A New Hope.
But this is episode 4. This is a problem. It could be a problem for the Packers.
I think it's a huge problem.
Are we becoming more? Is Aaron Rodgers really this big? I mean, no, he's a sort of a diva, but this is
no,
like
but you're
nuts.
Right. This is exactly what was going on with him and Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
They were not seeing eye to eye on play calls.
It was about play
calls
and him checking him off.
Aaron Rodgers is a problem.
And Mike McCarthy getting massages.
Well, there's that.
Well.
Very difficult.
At the stadium
while guys were working.
I agree with 7-3-4. When you give someone one of the largest contracts in NFL history, you have to believe they can make some calls.
I don't think that's the
issue. Correct.
That's probably the right response.
He can make some calls, but this is going to be an ego thing. Do you audible out? I mean, how much leeway do you get? And I can understand audible out. You see somebody coming up, a linebacker is going to come up for blitz that maybe – a tight end might be left open or something like that, and it's tough. I'm wondering what the leeway and what the problem is. He said it's not about
Peyton did it. Omaha,
Omaha,
Omaha.
Could be an issue.
I think
could
it is.
Could be an issue
because it's too late. You've already had OTAs. You've already had your mandatory workout. Next is training camp, and you don't have your quarterback and your brand new head coach on the same page. This is a disaster.
Omaha. Still convinced Omaha didn't mean anything.
239 says Robert Kraft is also getting massages. Let's not keep Mike McCarthy as the only guy getting massages.
Okay. Touche.
I like it.
Point.
Point taken.
Counterpoint. It's the way this works.
That's pretty good. All right.
Okay. And just real quick here in Toronto, police say that...
Oh, this is going to be bad news.
Yeah, I can't Omaha out of this one.
Two victims located following the shooting incident in Nathan Phillips Square. Two people also taken into custody. One's a woman. Two firearms recovered. Injuries described as serious but not life-threatening.
Well, at least there's that.
Jeez. God.
Can't have a gap anymore. We got something crazy happening. All right.
Yep.
On that note, let's close it out. We'll come back with what you got. That's next, Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Omaha!
Time for those parting shots. It's what you got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What you got is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. Well, on this day in history, 25 years ago, we said it earlier in the broadcast, but it's worth re-mentioning here, and we just talked about O.J. Simpson being on Twitter, but 25 years ago today was the infamous Ford white Bronco car chase throughout the streets of Los Angeles that played out on national TV. It cut into all the major networks, including... NBC, which was doing the Knicks-Rockets NBA Finals. In fact, they went to a split screen. What else is going on? We just had FIFA World Cup 25. It was a big day in sports. A lot of things going on. It's a crazy day. We were reminiscing a couple other things that happened.
Arnold Palmer shot his final round of the U.S. Open.
Yep, that's true.
It was a FIFA World Cup. There was that. There was that.
Yeah, I think it was that. With the NBA Finals and OJ, and that was it.
Sure.
Big day in sports. Yeah. 25 years ago today, 1994. Pete Shepherd, what you got?
Well, first, I want to do a shout out to our friends at Headpins, great sponsor, and to Curtis, the general manager, to Janae and Terrell, and our server, Nikki. They were all awesome on Saturday night. Took my wife, a couple friends over there and for a couple hours, and we had a ball. They took care of us. It was great.
What'd you ball?
I had a 130 and a 126, but I had two. I had one gutter ball and a spare ball, which was
gutter
bad.
Ball.
That just came out of my hands. Slipped out of my hands, and that was that kind of cost me. But 130 is not too bad.
Yeah, I miss. I used to be in a bowling league.
Yeah,
yeah. Do you have a cool shirt?
We did have team shirts. They were just white Under Armour polos.
Really?
They yeah.
Like loud,
yeah.
Obnoxious bowling shirts.
No, no.
But I've been wondering why though. LeVar Ball. We already had LeVar Ball. There was some tweets out this morning that he was inappropriate with Molly Quarum on what he said in those comments. I didn't hear him because they must have edited him out. But this is what he said. When Molly asked LeVar if she could switch gears and pivot to another topic, LeVar responded, "You can switch gears with me anytime." Now, I haven't heard that, but it must have been live when she did it. I only saw the highlights. They must have, obviously, they edited it out.
But yeah.
I believe she's engaged to Jalen Rose.
I believe she's married to Jalen Rose.
Are they married now?
Yeah.
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 That might not go over too well with Jalen.
No, but no. I was wondering what was said because people were like outraged and I didn't hear it. So that's what he said.
All right.
Yep.
Very interesting. Chris, do you have a are we retiring the Stone Cold locker?
Yeah.
Because I believe you succumbed to 500 while you were gone.
It's just baseball season. I don't feel like just doing it to do it.
All right, take a little breather till football.
Right.
You get back on the
horse.
And
I'll come into the season one game below 500 for football season.
Or we could do a new slate. 0-0, so if
we'll
you get on a hot streak,
we'll see.
Make it look good.
Well, no, we have to do a new slate for all
of them. No, here's what we can do. Here's my what you got. We'll work this out on air.
Okay.
We can all have our own football picks.
Okay.
Like daily.
Right.
So we're picking Monday night games.
Right.
We're picking Tuesday night action.
Yeah.
We're picking Wednesday night action.
I love it.
Thursday night football.
Love it. Love
and
it.
Fridays, we can all have a lock of the weekend. It's great for everybody.
Plus our seven games that we normally.
But sometimes our seven games include a Monday night game or a Sunday night game.
Right. So
whatever.
At that point, you're
doubling up.
You pick it.
Or go total.
Right.
You take the total.
Yeah, you can do totals. Yeah. I don't care. You could pick money line.
All right.
Or props.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over unders. I like that.
So I'm retiring. I'm hanging them up.
Only to come out of retirement later.
Okay, Brett Favre.
Fairly accurate.
No.
Cannon for a right arm. Underrated athleticism.
Did you like Vicodin too?
Devilishly good looks.
Post pictures. appropriately.
Yeah, do you post little you know what pics on your phone?
Below the equator.
My phone.
I don't want to know. Some text coming in on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line about the comments that we talked about. Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers not on the same page regarding what his flexibility in calling audibles and talking about it in the press. Boomer says you don't let it play out in the press. Paratrooper says blame Danica Patrick, who, of course, is dating Aaron Rodgers.
Are they still?
Yes, they're still a thing.
Drake fan, minus 230 Cardinals. You can't lay 230.
230 in a baseball game against the Marlins, who actually aren't terrible right now?
Plus 540
or have they yesterday. Been, have they been terrible?
Did you see what happened in the Dodgers-Cubs game? Jansen was out closing for the Dodgers. They're up 5-3 in the ninth. Man on second with two outs. He purposely balks, so the guy goes from second to third.
They're not hot anymore.
Didn't want him to steal his signs from behind. He says, I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but they put a guy on third in the ninth inning. That's, I thought that was incredible.
Absolutely stupid.
Marlins 2-8 in their last 10.
They cooled off.
Tough one yesterday, 5-4 to the Pirates.
Yeah.
And then who took a Braves, since you're wearing a Braves hat today?
This is not a Braves hat. This is Alabama.
It looks like a Braves hat, though.
It looks like a
it's
Braves
a completely
hat.
Different logo.
They just beat the crap out of the Phillies.
I was just going to say.
How about the Padres?
A pitcher for the Braves took a 102-mile-an-hour shot off a bat in the back of the head. I guess he's going to be okay.
Yeah, I saw that.
Was it the Padres and the Rockies that scored like 92 runs collectively in four games? That's a record.
Dopey chiming in. Chris has a cannon for a right arm, all right. A Canon camera.
Oh.
Ooh.
Expensive. We got Red Sox Twins tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a great series. Red Sox have won
start?
5 in a row.
7-10, 7-05, something like that.
So we got Spain and Company for an hour.
Spain and Co.
The Twins have the best record in baseball. They're tied with the Dodgers. They're a half game behind, but they're the best record in the American League.
All right.
Can the Red Sox beat anybody good? They beat up on all the weaklings so far this year, but can they beat up on anybody?
That'll
can
do
they
it.
Win some good teams.
For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Awesome as always. God bless
Lakers.
America.